Steeler's Wheel at 717. Good morning. It's 64 degrees in the Twin Cities from Stereo KRSI.
It's just after dark as we join Super America Man at his Super America station. A man in a black cape enters and says,
"Good evening."
To which Super America Man responds,
"Good evening, sir. Welcome to Super America, where you save on great gas and good goods. Eggs, butter, bread.
I should like to purchase some work gloves and a shovel."
"Doing a little gardening, eh? Hot work, sir. How about some milk or cold pop?"
"No, thank you. But what is that?"
"Tomato juice. Would you care?"
"No, never mind. I must fly."
"Gardening tonight, sir?"
"Yes. I am never free during the day."
"Well, stop back for your other recreational needs. Badminton, bats, and balls."
Tune in tomorrow when we'll hear the stranger say,
"You have bats?"
Stereo. And with warm weather here, be sure to see your Super America Man for all your picnic supplies. Paper plates, cups, and utensils are all discount priced at Super America. Stop in soon.
Wouldn't I give you false hope? Strange along the day. Dig Paul Simon, no doubt about it. That's from the album There Goes Rhymin' Simon. Got to listen to Learn How to Fall sometime. That's a good song, too. 725 at Stereo KRSI with Ken Moos. Brother Louie. Stories at 7:30 from Stereo KRSI. And I'm Ken Moos.
An expensive 4th of July bonfire in Saigon this morning. Details from ABC's Frank Mariano.
Black as gray smoke hung over the trees here in downtown Saigon today, but it wasn't from any ordinary fire. The government was burning heroin, more than 200 pounds of it, to demonstrate the evil of the drug. The 95% pure white stuff, a mere fraction of the largest narcotics bust in the world made off the coast last April, was contained in plastic bags, boxes, and capsules for all to see. American and Vietnamese narcotics agents set fire to it all, and in a matter of seconds, the heroin was ablaze. The government here is worried about a growing drug problem in Vietnam, a leftover from the days when American GIs were here. Frank Mariano, ABC News, Saigon.
A Cambodian command reports continued fighting within a 20-mile radius around the capital, Phnom Penh. U.S. planes flew air support strikes in Cambodia for the 120th day in a row. I'm Dick Culp, American FM Radio.
We'd like to clear something up right now. There's only one automobile manufacturer in America today who gives you the buyer protection plan, the American Motors Corporation. You see, we at AMC expect every part in every car we build to last at least 12 months or 12,000 miles under normal use and service. To prove it, we back our Gremlins, Hornets, Javelins, Matadors, and Ambassadors with AMC's buyer protection plan. Only AMC will fix or replace free any part that goes wrong within 12 months or 12,000 miles, except tires, whether it was defective or it simply wore out. Only AMC will fix or replace free such things as worn-out spark plugs, shock absorbers, brake linings, windshield wipers, even light bulbs. And AMC is the only manufacturer who has a plan to provide a free loaner car if these repairs take overnight. The Buyer Protection Plan. Only AMC has it. American Motors Corporation. We back them better because we build them better.
Alice, the first hurricane of the season, is storming north through the Atlantic now after brushing Bermuda early this morning. Fringe winds from the hurricane knocked down a few trees and power lines on Bermuda, but no real damage and no injuries are reported. In fact, the heavy rains from Hurricane Alice ended a three-month drought on Bermuda. Don Powell, the drummer of the British rock group Slade, was seriously injured. His girlfriend was killed in a car crash this morning at Wolverhampton, England. Church funeral services are planned tomorrow in Beverly Hills, California, for Betty Grable. The star of Hollywood, nightclubs, and Broadway died Monday evening. Elizabeth Taylor confirms she and Richard Burton are separating, but here in New York, Liz says she hopes the separation will help bring their nine-year marriage back together again. Controversy at a conference on solving world energy problems. ABC's Pamela Taylor reports from Paris.
Some unexpected excitement is being provided at a conference on solar energy here in Paris. A few young radical delegates are warning that solar energy, like atomic energy, could become a weapon of destruction. Outside the UNESCO-sponsored conference, several scientists and delegates admitted a concern they would not express inside the public meeting, that their research could have serious political implications. Specifically challenged by the young radicals is a U.S. proposal to develop an orbiting satellite following the sun for its energy around the globe. Such a satellite, the young radicals claim, could very easily be beamed at a specific country considered an enemy by whoever controlled the satellite. Pamela Taylor, ABC News, Paris.
The Washington Post this morning quotes the Senate Watergate Committee's chief counsel, Sam Dash, is saying that John Dean will be recalled this fall to testify about President Nixon's purchase of his $1.5 million estate at San Clemente, California. Dash says the committee wants to find out if any Republican campaign funds were involved. The New York Daily News this morning quotes informed sources as saying that two former White House aides, Gordon Strachan and Herbert Porter, plan to plead guilty in a Watergate cover-up and will implicate former White House chief of counsel, H.R. Haldeman, and others. This is ABC FM Radio.
This is KRSI FM. The time is 19 before 8. Police in Duluth say they believe that the kidnappers of Virginia Piper may have purchased a police radio monitor from a Radio Shack store in Duluth. Ms. Piper, the wife of a wealthy stockbroker, was kidnapped July 27th of last year by two armed masked men. She was found chained to a tree 2 days later in the J. Cook State Park near Duluth. The FBI in charge said that nothing concerning the radio monitor has been pinned down to one specific store, but FBI agents are investigating stores in Duluth and elsewhere in eastern Minnesota. Senator Mondale charged yesterday that President Nixon double-crossed Congress when he escalated the U.S. bombing in Cambodia. Mondale said the stepped-up air war in Cambodia blatantly violates a compromise Nixon reached with Congress to end all U.S. military activity in Indochina by August 15th. Quoting the Minnesota Democrat, quote, "The increased bombing is, in fact, a double-cross of the Congress." Speaking in Albert Lea last night, Senator Humphrey charged President Nixon and his associates, "I have an unbelievably poor administration." That's a quote. If they did not know what was happening in regard to the Watergate affair. Humphrey was guest speaker at a campaign kickoff to raise money for a new Navy hospital, said he could understand how the president may not have known about the Watergate break-in, but says he doesn't understand how the president would not have known about the cover-up. Quoting the Minnesota senator now, quote, "I just can't believe that the president and his associates didn't know some of the things were happening. They may not have known the extent of it, but it seems incredible that they wouldn't know. If they did not know, then they have an unbelievably poor administration." That quote from Senator Humphrey. The Minnesota Twins are back in town to open a 14-game stretch in front of their home fans beginning today. The Twins brought Kansas City with them from their last two games of their successful road trip. They have two matches with Kansas City. The 4th of July crowd today will have a double treat because Arizona State pitching wizard Eddie Bain will be making his Major League pitching debut in last night's game with Kansas City. The Twins lost 7-6 to Kansas City last night. It's now 16 before 8. From KRSI-FM, Twin City Metropolitan Forecast, calls for mostly fair. No, such a nice day today. High today in the mid-80s. Get out and enjoy it. Low tonight, upper 50s, and tomorrow into the upper 80s. It's now clear in the Twin City. Wind from the southwest at 4 miles per hour. Twin City temperature is 68. Diamond Girls, Seals and Crofts. It's 10 before 8. It's Stereo KRSI with Ken Mills. Shine it on brightly. Telling my story. We heard Cat Stevens, 1 before 8 at Stereo KRSI.
We know what you're looking for.
Your Twin City JCPenney stores have some news on shopping hours tomorrow and a special sale for the 4th. First of all JCPenney stores except the downtown mall store will be open from noon till 5 p.m. today. And there's a big one-day sale of 20% off their entire stock of women's dresses. Shop Penney's today.
Oh, what you're looking for at JCPenney.
They're a
WSIFM wants you to know the University of Minnesota Showboat Theater season is now on, with Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream being presented Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. and 2 p.m. Thursdays, two performances Saturdays at 7 and 10 p.m. There are no Sunday performances. Tickets are available at Dayton's or by calling 373-2337. Beginning Monday, July 9th, Twin City Tennis will be sponsoring outstanding high school and college players, conducting tennis instruction for all ages. A free tennis lesson can be yours with no obligation or cost by calling 566-1027. Twin Cities Tennis is an organization dedicated to the improvement and enjoyment of tennis in the Twin Cities.
Rocket 104, KRSI FM, St. Louis Park.
Talented Gilbert O'Sullivan, and get down. It's 8:08. This is Ken Mills at KRSI FM. It's 8:10 at Stereo KRSI. Where there's smoke, there's fire. The Grassroots. It's 8:13 at Stereo KRSI.
If you're looking for a beer that's born wet and clear, born in the land of sky blue waters, then reach for a Hams, reach for a Hams, Hams, the beer you're looking for. Hams is the beer you've been looking for, Hams, the beer you've been looking for.
You finally got the car running right. Tough job. And now you're thirsty, so you reach for a beer. Not just any beer. This is that special beer you've been looking for. Hams. Born wet and clear in the land of sky blue waters.
Reach for a Hams. Reach for a Hams. Hams, the beer you've been looking for. Hams is the beer.
Theodore Ham Company, St. Paul, Minnesota.
If you've wondered how movie theaters can make such light, fluffy popcorn while yours always turns out swimming in grease, the secret is coconut oil. That's all it takes to make the very best popcorn you can get on this side of the silver screen. 100% coconut oil. And that's what Chateau DRC coconut butter is made from. Come closer. There's a rumor going around that coconut butter is one of the best suntan lotions you can buy. That's right, coconut butter. One of the best suntan lotions you can buy. Look for it in the yellow plastic jar in your grocer's popcorn section. Chateau DRC Coconut Butter.
KRSI-FM wants you to know, despite redevelopment work currently in progress at Vineland Place, Walker Arts Center is remaining open on its regular schedule. The museum hours are 10 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday and noon to 6 Sundays. The Walker is closed Mondays. Special exhibition galleries are open from 10 to 8 on Tuesday and Thursday. The Minneapolis League of Women Voters performs many services for the community. To continue their work, the League needs your financial help. Any donation is welcome. Please mail it to the Minneapolis League of Women Voters at 1200 2nd Avenue South, Minneapolis. If the League can help you, call 333-6319.
Stereo KRSI.
Chicago, feeling stronger every day. It's 8:30 at KRSI-FM with Ken Mills.